It's an urgent project, Kat, she said. And it's my responsibility, so I have to stick with it. Well, when it's done, me and Benny will take you along to some rock pools we found. You should see the ammonite crabs. Julia smiled and nodded, inwardly puzzled as she had neither imagined rock pools on the shore nor given the dog a name. But then, this wasn't meant to be that close a copy of the real Catriona, who had an altogether more morose demeanour. Julia was about to ask how far off these rock pools were when the tabletop contraption sounded its little fanfare and another glassy sphere was produced. Catriona chuckled and went over to pick it out of its little basket. Beautiful, she said, peering into its foggy, latticed heart. Then the dog stood up and looked at Julia. Template match compiled, it said. Instructions? Copy yourself and overwrite. Catriona froze in the act of dropping the sphere onto the triangular tray. Her form turned opaque as a bright transecting plane passed through her from head to toe. When it was over, solidity returned. The sphere clinked onto the tray, and Catriona straightened, features blank, awaiting orders. Julia smiled. When Talavera and her goons stuck her in the virtuality tank, they didn't know that she had hidden one last polymote in her hair next to her scalp. Days ago, she had reprogrammed a batch of polymotes, nanoscale builders, and deployed them through the Churixa vessel, the Sacrament, to assist in their escape attempt. The escape failed, and all five enhanced were confined in solitary. Julia was still able to regain control of the handful of polymotes not yet tracked down, then broke out of her cell, only to be recaptured while trying to reprogram the cargo handler system. It would be different this time. It had to be. Talavera had infected her with the nanodust. She got to her feet. "What is the trigger word to suspend the sensory lockdown?" she said to the dog. "And how long before it locks down again?"
"The word is continuity, and lockdown will resume after 15 seconds.
The dog was now host to the Polymote's limited AI, as was the Catriona shell, and very soon hers too. All they had to do was to keep the performance going long enough for her to make good an escape. Leaving the others was a wrench, but a solo breakout stood the best chance. "I have incorporated a buffer into this image shell," she told the dog. "As soon as I speak, copy yourself into it, then overwrite any residual code. Then you will maintain a behaviour facade." She breathed in deeply. Continuity. She almost made it. Awaking in the tank, she crept out into a shadowy corridor. Unobserved, she got to the Sacrament's evac capsules, hacked into the controls with a polymote-built code gen key, set them all to auto-launch in 1 minute, long enough to get inside one of them and bypass its survival nav system. So, while the other 11 fired their thrusters and sped away into space, Julia manually steered hers along the Sacrament's outer hull and latched onto an aft auxiliary hatch. But Talavera somehow deduced that she was not aboard any of the evac capsules, and, nearly 30 minutes later, the aft hatch's locking clamps were activated. Then, the hatch itself opened, and she was dragged into the airlock, where a pair of Henkaians bound and gagged her.